This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called The Miracle of Mercy. In this series, Pastor Rick looks into the Bible and shows us how God uses the miracle of mercy to transform our lives. Just before we get started, we want to let you know that a very generous friend of the broadcast is offering a $10,000 matching grant for listeners giving a gift to Daily Hope for the very first time. So please go to PastorRick.com right now and give a gift to help Daily Hope share the certain hope of Jesus with people everywhere. That's PastorRick.com, or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called God Can Use Anybody.
Humility is not thinking less of yourself. It's thinking of yourself less. And all of a sudden, the focus is not on you. You focus on everybody else. I've told you this before. You walk into a party, and if the first thing you're thinking is, what does everybody think about me? That's pride. When you walk into a room, the same room, and you go, what do these people need that I might be able to give them? Who's in pain here that I might be able to help? That's humility. You're not thinking less of yourself. You're thinking of yourself less. And so you admit that it's not about me. Now, here's number four. And this is a really big one. And if you get this, God will use you and bless you in ways you cannot possibly imagine. Paul talks about this in the next passage, and it is this: use my pain to help others. This is a secret of being used by God. Use my pain to help others. If you do this, God will bless you in ways you cannot possibly imagine. Use the things you're ashamed of. Use the things that have hurt you the most. Use the things that have been problems in your life in order to help other people going through those same things. Use my pain to help others. Now, Paul went through enormous pain in his life, which was why Paul could be used by God in enormous ways. Look up here on the screen. Later in the same book, 2 Corinthians, he says this. He's given his testimony about pain. He says, I've worked much harder. I've been in prison more frequently. I've been flogged more severely and been exposed to death again and again in my ministry. In other words, the work that God has me doing. He says, five times I've received 39 lashes. Now, think about how many scars were on the back of Paul. Five times 39. That's how many stripes, how many scars he had on his back. Five times I received 39 lashes. Three times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned, and it's not the kind of stone you're thinking of. He says, three times I was shipwrecked out in the Mediterranean, sea. Not once, not twice, three times I was shipwrecked. He said, I spent a night and a day in the open sea, one day just holding on to driftwood after one of those shipwrecks, before I floated ashore at Cyprus. And he says, I've worked much harder. I've been in prison more frequently. I spent a night and a day in the open sea, and I've been constantly on the move. He said, I'm never able to settle down. I'm always on the move because I'm trying to help other people. He said, I've been in danger from rivers. I've been in danger from bandits, from my own countrymen, from Gentiles. I've been in dangers in the city, in the country, at sea. I've been in danger from false brothers, people who betrayed me and cheated me. He said, I've often gone without sleep. I've known hunger, and I've known thirst, and I've often gone without food. I've been cold. I've been naked. They took my clothes away. Besides everything else, I face the daily pressure of my concern for all the churches. And tell me again your problem. And you think you got problems? Paul was used in an enormous way because he had enormous pain, and he used it for good in God. Now, if we were to bring Paul here on this stage today and say, Paul, why did you put up with all that? Why did you go through all those beatings and all those whippings and allow yourself to be thrown into prison so many times and robbed? And why did you travel by foot all over you know, the Roman Empire, and why did you put up with shipwrecks and go without food and go without water, and why did you put up with going without sleep and without comfort and without safety, and why did you never give up? And he would say the same thing. I'm using my pain to help others. I want to bring people to Jesus Christ. I'm using my pain to help others. Here's his response, verse 8 and 9. He says, we often suffer, but we're never crushed. And even when we don't know what to do, we never give up. In times of trouble, God is with us. And when we're knocked down, we get up again.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Did you know the number one attribute of God in Scripture is His mercy? It is, and He wants us to be merciful too. Jesus said, "Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy." Matthew 5:7. Now you can dive deeper into our current study with Pastor Rick's Miracle of Mercy Study Kit. Through his six-session DVD and workbook study, he'll show you the five marks of mercy. You'll discover how mercy forgives the fallen, helps the hurting, is patient with difficult people, is kind to enemies, and cares for the lost. You'll experience the miracle of mercy as you become more merciful in every area of your life. The Miracle of Mercy six-session video study kit is perfect for both personal and small group study time. And it's yours when you give a gift to help Daily Hope share the certain hope of Jesus with people everywhere. Now, if you're giving a first-time gift to Daily Hope today, your gift will be matched to up to $10,000 by a generous friend of the broadcast. Just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
Verse 15, he says this. Now, all of these sufferings that he's gone through, all of these sufferings of ours are for your benefit. This is called redemptive suffering. It's suffering for the benefit of other people. In life, there are three kinds of suffering. Three kinds of suffering. The first is the kind of suffering that we bring on ourselves. We do this all the time. You know, eat the wrong food, you don't exercise, your body is gonna suffer from it. We bring a lot of problems, a lot of suffering we cause because of our poor decisions, words we say, things we do, responses we make in relationships and bad decisions. And so a lot of suffering we just bring on ourselves from our own poor judgment. That's one kind of suffering. God can even use that, though, to help other people. Second kind of suffering is innocent suffering. Through no fault of yours, you're hurt by somebody else. And we're all hurt by the sins of other people, and that's innocent suffering. God can use that, too, for good. But the highest form of suffering is redemptive suffering, where you choose to put up with pain and problems in order to help other people, in order to bless others. When Jesus was hanging on the cross, he was doing redemptive suffering. He was redeeming the world. He was paying the redemption for your sins. He wasn't dying for his sins. He was dying for your sins. That's redemptive suffering, suffering on the benefit of others. Now, God can use all three of them for good, even the ones you bring on yourself. He can use it all for good if you'll give it to him and say, God, I want you to use my pain to bring benefit to others. He says, all of these sufferings are for your benefit. That's why I put up with all this. And he says, and the more of you who are one to Christ, he said, the more there are to thank him for his great mercy, and the more God gets glory. Now, you know, Kay and I have tried to do this with our lives. We've tried to use our pain to help other people. We're not going to waste our pain. Many of you know that our marriage was a wreck in the early years. And we could have been in divorce court early on in our marriage. And we did not get along, but we went to got counseling. And then we said, we're going to use our pain to save other people's marriage. And so we talked openly about our problems and our less than perfect marriage and how God used that to help others. Kay's had cancer twice. I had a father-in-law with cancer. I had a father with cancer. Kay had cancer, had a child who had cancer. And we've used that for good. And you know, even having a son who was mentally ill, who took his life, we said, we're not going to waste our pain. We're going to even use that. And all this last week, Kay was on a road trip back on the East Coast, speaking at universities and things on mental health, because we're not going to waste our pain. We're going to use it for good and God. And Paul says, I keep going because I know it's helping others and I know it's bringing people to Christ. Now, why does Saddleback Church keep growing? I mean, how big does Saddleback Church need to get? Couldn't we have like just stopped and say 10,000 people? That's enough. Last weekend for Easter, 54,000 people came to a Saddleback campus. 54,000. Okay. More important than that, 1,864 people gave their lives to Jesus Christ. Okay, 1,864 people. Now, that took 10,000s of hours of volunteer time. People who did all kinds of volunteer work at every campus in order for that to happen. Why do we do it? We do it for Jesus' sake, and we do it because people need the Lord. We do it for the benefit of others. We're not doing this for our benefit. We don't grow for our benefit. We don't need a bigger church. We grow it because people need the Lord. God has never made a person he doesn't love and that he doesn't want in heaven. Now, in verse 16 and 17, Paul says this. This is why we never give up. Even though it gets tough. He says, though our bodies are dying, and literally in the Greek it says they're decaying, they're wasting away, though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. For our present troubles are quite small and won't last very long, yet they produce for us an immeasurable great glory that will last forever. Now he says, you know, let's just be obvious. Your physique is not getting better. It's decaying. Have you looked in the mirror lately? You know, bifocals and baldness and bulges. Okay. Wrinkles, aches, pains. Many of you now have furniture problems. Your chest has dropped into your drawers. Okay. I'm talking to the men, okay, let me clarify this, okay? Yeah. I don't want to get in trouble with all the ladies here. I'm talking to the men, okay? Your chest has dropped in your drawers, all right? You can't stop the aging process no matter how many Botox things you go to, but you can stay fresh on the inside, spiritually. Paul says, though our bodies are, they're dying, they're wasting away, our spirits are being renewed every day. The Bible tells us that Moses in his old age was just as full of vim and vigor and energy and love and commitment and closeness to the Lord as he was as a young man. You can't keep your body from aging, but you can keep your spirit from aging. He says they're being renewed every day by the mercy of God. The fifth and final secret of being used by God, and it is this, Paul's last secret, stay focused on eternity. Stay focused on eternity. You've got to maintain an eternal perspective. That way you don't get overwhelmed by your current problems. The bigger your picture of God, the smaller your problems are. The more you understand what's going to happen in eternity, the less you're bothered by the bad things that happen here on earth. If you have a big picture of God, you have a small picture of your problems. And if you lose your eternal perspective, you forget that it's not about now. It's not only not about you, it's not about now, that then your problems are going to overwhelm you. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17, these little troubles, Paul says, are getting us ready for an eternal glory that will make all of our troubles seem like nothing. These little troubles, what? Shipwreck? Prison sentences? Beat five times? And all those things? He says, these small problems, that's eternal perspective. When you understand how short life is, it's not even 100 years, and how long eternity is, this is small potatoes. And you can put up with all kinds of stuff on this planet if you know what's going to happen in eternity and you know the rewards and the blessing and the joy of being used by God. These little troubles are getting us ready for an eternal glory that will make all of our troubles seem like nothing. And then in verse 18, he says, so we don't look at the troubles we can see right now. We're going to stay focused on eternity. We don't look at the troubles we can see right now. That's a choice. Rather, we look forward to what we have not yet seen. For the troubles that we've seen right now in your life, they'll soon be over. But the joys to come in eternity will last forever. Now, friends, there are only three motivations in life. You're going to live your life on one of these three motivations. The first kind of motivation is internal motivation. And many people live their lives based on internal motivation. I want to be happy. I want to be popular. I want to be rich. I want to be loved. I want to be famous. Whatever. You've got your internal motivation that motivates you through life. Or you can be motivated not by internal motivation, but external motivation. And you're afraid of being fired, or you want to get the promotion, and it's external, carrot and stick, and it's the reward or the penalty of other people around you, and you're motivated by what other people think, and that's external. But the highest motivation in life is not internal motivation, it's not external motivation, it's eternal motivation. It's being motivated by the fact that this life is a test, and it's the get ready stage for the real show, which is going to go on trillions and trillions and trillions of years in heaven. Now, what is the key to staying focused now in spite of your problems? Because when you get tired, you lose your focus. When you get tired, you forget about eternity. When you get tired, all you see is all the problems you got right now and the bills you have to pay. Small groups are the key to staying focused. You need perspective from the support of other people. You need a support system in your life. Paul never went anywhere without a small group. Paul never did anything in his life by himself. Everything Paul did, the most used by God person in history, he did with a small group. He took a small group with him everywhere he went. I've often told you over and over how for 35 years, I wouldn't be the pastor of this church if it weren't for my small group. There were times in my life where there were difficulties that my small group showered me with prayer, showered me with mercy, showered me with love, showered me with wise counsel. The Bible says this, for Ecclesiastes 4:12, a person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back, that's support, and can conquer. And three people, that's a small group right there. Three people are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. You get four people, you get five people, you got a support system in your life. Jesus said it as clear as I can possibly say it. Matthew 18:20. For wherever two or three come together, that's called a small group. Wherever two or three come together in my name, I will be there with them. You want Jesus with you? Get in a small group. Where two or three are gathered, come together in my name, I will be with them. Now, let me close with just two questions. Two questions. Number one, what's the prison that's been holding you back? What prison have you been locked up in? What in your past has prevented you from being used by God in the present? And you're locked up by fear. Or you're locked up by anger, or you're imprisoned by regret, or you're imprisoned by resentment, or you've been hurt in the past, or you've had a major failure, or you've had a shame, or you've had excuse. What is keeping you? What's holding you back from going, God, I'm all in. I've only been partial in, but I'm going to be all in now for you. Second question. Do you really want to live the rest of your life just for yourself? You're not a big enough reason to live. That's not a big enough reason to get out of bed in the morning. Do you want to live the rest of your life just for yourself, or do you want to live your life to be used by God for the purpose that you were created to live for? You don't want to miss your purpose in life. And as I close with prayer, are you going to be all in? If so, just tell God, God, I'm all in. I'm all in. I'm not going to be a casual Christian anymore. Say, dear God, I thank you for your mercy, and I want to fully understand it. I want to stop living for myself, and I'm going to start being used by you for the purpose that you created me for. I admit I've been afraid to go all in with you in the past, but I'm not going to listen to my fears anymore. I'm not going to let the past hold me back. I'm all in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so thankful that you've chosen to spend some time with us. We pray that God uses this teaching from Pastor Rick to help you discover more deeply the hope that our relationship with Jesus Christ provides in every area of your life. Right now, a generous friend of the broadcast is offering a $10,000 matching grant for listeners giving a gift to Daily Hope for the very first time. Now, here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
Hi, everybody. Thanks so much for listening today. You know, my hope is that God uses this broadcast to help deepen your relationship with Jesus. Now, these Daily Hope messages are distributed on radio stations and digital platforms all across the globe, and listeners are writing and letting us know that their lives are being changed. They're telling us that they're walking with Jesus and that guilt and fear has been chased from their lives by God's love. You know, relationships are being restored and marriages are being healed, and many people are saying that they found their life purpose. I want to say thank you to you, because we're only able to carry the hope of Jesus to these people all around the world because of gifts from generous listeners like you. I just wanted to say I am so grateful for those of you who have consistently given throughout this past year. And I can't thank you enough for your prayers and your financial support. Now, I understand in times like these, many of you are unable to give financial support. Hear it from me. That's okay. Because I never want anybody to give unless God leads them to give. That's between you and God, not between you and me, but between you and God. And your prayers are a continual and incredible contribution to this Daily Hope ministry. Now, if you do want to give a financial gift, I've got some really great news to share with you. There's a generous friend of Daily Hope broadcast who is offering to match the amount of your very first gift. In other words, if you give $20, then that person has combined it with a grant to make your gift $40. Your first gift will be double to go twice as far. Now, if you've never given a gift to Daily Hope, I want you to pray about partnering with us so that together we can continue to share the hope of Jesus throughout the whole world. I love you so much.
If you've never given a gift to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, we would love for you to make your first donation today. And when you do this, your gift will be matched up to $10,000 by the matching grant. And we'll say thank you by sending you a copy of Pastor Rick's Miracle of Mercy DVD study kit. Just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. And thanks for partnering with Daily Hope to take the hope of Jesus to people everywhere. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.